Michelle Obama's mother passed away. Michelle Obama's mother passed away. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen.
The mother of former First Lady Michelle Obama passed away today.
Marion Robinson, once known as the first grandmother of the White House during the Obama administration. More now from WGN's Shannon Halligan.
When her son-in-law, Barack Obama, was elected president, Marion Robinson agreed to move into the White House. But after, she moved back here to her hometown of Chicago.
I'm going to read a story today.
From Chicago to the White House and back, Marion Shields Robinson was born on the South Side in 1937. That's where she married and raised two children, Craig and former First Lady Michelle Obama. On Friday, family members announced Robinson had died at the age of 86.
I'm Michelle, otherwise known as Marion Robinson's daughter.
The Obama Foundation released this tribute in 2022 from the former First Lady to her mother.
My mother gave me that nonstop, unconditional love that was so important for me to grow up. In so many ways, she fostered in me a deep sense of confidence in who I was and who I could be by teaching me how to think for myself.
Barack and Michelle Obama released a statement on the passing of Mrs. Marion Robinson. In it, they credit her with being the family's rock during their time at the White House, saying she agreed to move to the White House to help care for Malia and Sasha after a healthy nudge. Michelle Obama said, quote, "My mom, Marion Robinson, was my rock, always there for whatever I needed. She was the same steady backstop for our entire family, and we are heartbroken to share she passed away today." When the Obama Presidential Center opens in Jackson Park, there will be an exhibit dedicated to Marion Robinson.
It's an exhibit called Opening the White House, and it's infused with so many of the values that my mother instilled in me. Community, family, bringing people in, creating a warm, welcoming space where everyone feels at home.
Governor J.B. Pritzker expressed condolences to the family, saying her legacy inspires us to live as she did, with kindness, passion, and strength.
Y'all gotta start extending some grace, man. I think that whenever somebody passes away or a family member passes away, it's not a time to be critical. It's a time to be reflective, right? And maybe not even reflective on them, because she may not have necessarily meant anything to us in particular, but more or less a time to be reflective on what your life purpose is. And when I see people say ugly stuff inside of the chat, you know, when somebody else's mom passed away, I think it's disrespectful. And, you know, it would be hypocritical for me to not be consistent across the board. And that I remember when Kevin Samuels passed away, I went on a war path on everybody that had some wild stuff to say about him. Not only because he was a good friend of mine, but because I think it's disrespectful to say things about somebody that's passed away that can't, A, come back and defend themselves, and B, when family of whoever it is, whether you actually agree with them or disagree with them, are grieving. When people are grieving, what's up, Q? And so I think it's disrespectful. I think it's very, very disrespectful to say crazy stuff about people's family members, especially in a time of grief. Even enemies show respect to their enemy, and they give, you know, a level of compassion or a time to grieve to their ops, a lot of times, maybe not in the black community, but in rules of war, and a lot of times, even enemies extend grace for people to be able to bury their loved ones and show respect. So a lot of y'all are incredibly disrespectful, and y'all just don't know how to have an off switch, or you don't know how to have balance. And so I don't necessarily care for it. It didn't make news, and so I'm going to share it with you guys. But it is very disrespectful to talk negatively about people, or to, you know, speak ill of somebody when they are grieving or when they have a loved one that's passed, right? For me personally, the way that I look at this and the way that I take it in is, what up, Quentin? What up, Q? The way that I look at it and the way that I take it in is that I would love to live to be 86 year old in good health. You know, you can accomplish a lot, and it also forces me to be very mindful, to be very, very intentional with my time and to look at the time that we have on this earth as a present and don't waste a minute of it whining, complaining, or not leaning into the thing that's best for you. So that's what's going on with Michelle Obama's mother who passed away. In addition to that, unruly children is terrorizing Philly. Check it out.
Swarms of unruly teenagers turned a South Jersey carnival upside down. Police took a dozen of them away in handcuffs.
And we've obtained new video overnight that shows the teens outside causing chaos outside of a grocery store in Gloucester Township. And then police were forced to move in quickly and break it all up.
Action News reporter Catherine Scott is live at Gloucester Township Police, which, Catherine, is right near where this all happened.
Yeah, you can see the proximity. The police department is right behind me, and it's right next to this park where this event was taking place. Police say families were waiting for the drone light show when officers working security noticed an influx of juveniles and young adults being dropped off. Soon there was chaos.
You know, it's happening all over. I think it was in Ocean City. There's another part of Philadelphia that had to shut down their little fairs because of fighting going on. And it's happening a lot nowadays. And so it's very scary.
You can see cell phone video from Saturday night. The melee spilling out to a nearby shopping center in Gloucester Township.
Why are young people so destructive? I don't understand that. It's like today, they can't just get together and bust it down and dance and, you know, whatever. They got to tear up the actual grocery stores and throw rocks and break windows and beat people up and ultimately get into fights and stuff like that. Y'all don't know how to have, like, y'all not interested in having a good time and having fun? I remember when we was, you know, younger, we was more concerned about trying to get women. We wasn't even trying to be aggressive like this. If it wasn't about hooping or getting women, we wasn't even about that.
From Veterans Memorial Park, where an annual family event was taking place to raise funds for the Gloucester Township Scholarship Committee, police say around 500 young people gathered at the basketball courts just after 8:30 p.m., fighting and running recklessly through the crowd.
And it's always the familiar subjects. We all know what they look like. Even with it blurred out, I know what they look like. Even with it blurred out, it's always a familiar subject. Man, black people, get y'all kids, man. Get y'all kids. Y'all kids is out of control. Get your cheering and grab them up and hem them up by their collar and say, hey, before you go out there, or maybe you shouldn't even be going out if you can't control yourself, get y'all cheering, man.
Courts just after 8:30 p.m., fighting and running recklessly through the crowd. Officers quickly made two arrests, but say the crowd continued to remain hostile and disorderly. Police say the teens then moved to a shopping center parking lot where fights broke out over the next 2 hours. Authorities say 33-year-old Ronald Jones of Camden rode his bicycle into a group of police officers, striking one in the back and knocking him to the ground. Jones was arrested and also charged for allegedly trying to slip out of his handcuffs while being transported to police headquarters. In all, 12 people were arrested, including two men and 10 teens. Several teens reported being assaulted, and at least two teens reported minor injuries. Three officers also sustained minor injuries.
To my surprise, there were a large group of teenagers wearing...
Not another large gathering. What did they wear, ma'am? Barbara Berry, what were they having on?
Black hoodies. The hoods were up. And
large gathering. Young people. Black hoodies.
They had black face masks on, which startled me. We only came for the drone show. So it was startling. I thought, okay, this is not something you normally see in Gloucester Township.
God bless Philadelphia, and what's happening over there is happening all across the nation. I promise you I'm going to share it with you today. And then last but not least, Caitlin Clark. So I'm going to cover this a little bit more extensively in my videos on the Anton Daniels channel today. And we also have launched police videos on Room 9, so make sure you go and subscribe to that and check that out. But Caitlin Clark is making news because these bully chicks in the WNBA refuse to leave her alone. Check it out.
New reaction after this controversial foul on Caitlin Clark.
Unnecessary.
Clark's Indiana Fever taking on the Chicago Sky on Saturday. The Sky's Kennedy Carter hitting a shot, then heading over to Clark and shoulder checking her. The refs called it a common foul, but the league yesterday upgraded the call to a flagrant foul.
Her and Carter were jawing a little bit back and forth the last few possessions.
The two were seen before the play, exchanging words at the other end of the court. Carter refused to answer questions about the foul after the game.
I ain't answering no Caitlin Clark questions.
But later, Carter saying this on social media. Besides three-point shooting, what does she bring to the table?
I think at this point, like, I know I'm going to take a couple hard shots a game.
They using Kevin Samuels' talking points, saying what does she bring to the table, too?
Clark's coach calling the foul unacceptable.
That was a non-basketball play that happened.
Many online criticized the foul, tennis great Martina Navratilova saying this is not okay. Some comparing it to this hit on rookie Angel Reese from Alyssa Thomas, which got Thomas ejected from the game. Others say tough hits are just part of the game. Caitlin is grown and in a grown woman's league. She'll be all right, said one observer. Clark, before last night's game against the Liberty, seemed to agree.
I grew up playing the basketball with the boys, so like it's always been physical and feisty, and like that's what it is, and you got to find a way to hold your own, so it kind of reminds me of that. And then I grew up with two brothers, and you know, things were about, you know, very, very physical, a lot of blood, a lot of tears.
The WNBA also fined Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky after Reese skipped the post-game news conference.
Don't get fined. You don't make but $37,000 a year. It's tough out here. I don't know why they're so against this good white woman, this heterosexual white woman, but I'm going to deep dive into that a little bit more and give y'all my opinion on what's going on the Anton Daniels channel. I'm going to talk about that later.